Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We pray that you speak to us through your word, your lovely love to us through the ages, and that we might grow to be more like you. Good morning, saints. Our reading this morning, Matthew 4, verse 23 to 25. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease among the people. Then his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought to him all sick people who were afflicted with various diseases and torments, and those who were demon-possessed, epileptics and paralytics, and he healed them. Great multitudes followed him from Galilee and from Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and beyond the Jordan. These three little verses that describe his teaching travels, almost like a mission trip in the area to prepare the hearts of the people for the message that he was preaching, the gospel of the kingdom, and the healing of all kinds of sicknesses and diseases among the people. A lot of people followed him from the surrounding areas, and shortly after this, one of the most famous sermons that he did was the Sermon on the Mount, comes up in chapter 5. And after that, in chapter 6, he teaches them the what we call the Lord's Prayer, it's actually the disciples' prayer, where it starts with, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. John the Baptist had done his God-given task of preparing the way for Jesus' arrival. And once Jesus had been baptized and he'd won the victory over the temptations and he'd called some of his disciples, then he hit the road and started preaching and teaching, so that those people in those areas could become aware that there is something happening, that the Messiah is indeed on his way. And even though he was not what the religious people expected in a Messiah, he was indeed the chosen, only begotten Son of God, so that the world would be saved through his sacrificial death and resurrection and ascension. And of course, he intercedes for us now at the Father's right hand. We don't know when Jesus became aware as a man of his pending sacrifice, but if he was aware of it at this time, then it must have taken a lot of love, which he has for all of us, to keep doing the teaching and traveling around, knowing that some of them would shout, Son of David, and some would shout, Crucify him. And yet he did it because he wanted to glorify his Father, and because of the joy that was set before him, he wanted to do it because he knew that you and I would love him back, and that was joy enough to override, to be more than the anguish they felt at the prospect of going through that suffering. That's John 12:28 and Hebrews 12:2. So this missionary journey, if you want to call it that, throughout that area was a kickstart, if you wish, to the rest of his ministry and his eventual walk down that, what they call the Via Dolorosa, to the cross, to the grave, to the sky, and he reigns on high. So shine your light, because he made it possible for us to reflect his light because of his amazing love.